The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the management of KUCI or the UC Board of Regents. For more information about this show, go to kuci.org.
You're listening to KUCI 88.9 in Irvine.
This is Katrina Kirkby, along with my co-host Tina Spindler, and we're here to present In the Garden with Master Gardeners. We're at the holiday time of the year, and we thought for our program today we would talk about holiday stuff. And Tina is going to be doing a wonderful presentation on gifts we can give from the garden. Tina, what do you have in mind for today?
Well, Katrina, I don't know about you, but I really enjoy the holiday season, mostly because we get to have lots of get-togethers with friends. And sometimes I'm even more excited to go to a friend's house because terrible to be lazy, but that means I'm not the one who's actually preparing the dinner, right? But when I come to a friend's house, it's always a nice thing to bring a little something to thank your hostess, right?
Right. And being master gardeners, sometimes we think about other things besides a bottle of wine and some candy.
Yes, absolutely. And perhaps it's even expected when you're a big-time gardener to bring something that's garden-oriented. But I also like to bring things that I think people will use. So what I'd like to talk about today is a little gift that I love to give, and my friends love receiving it. So I love to bring a hostess gift basket that is basically a planter of herbs.
Now, Tina does the most gorgeous presents, and these planters are gorgeous, and everybody loves to get one from Tina. So she is here today to tell you how to make one and all her special touches that to make that just a special, special gift.
Yeah, and so you can get, I know, in nurseries and, you know, other stores, these little potted herb baskets or pots. But I think if you make one personally, it is especially appreciated. And I'll tell you what the trick is to really personalizing it. First of all, during the holidays, we all have our favorite recipes, right? So perhaps you're going to make a turkey for one of your holiday dinners and you have the most awesome stuffing in the world, right? Do you make a great stuffing, Katrina?
I have to say my stuffing is not the best, but I think I'm going to be listening to you today.
Well, I don't know that my stuffing is the best either, but if you make a stuffing, or say one recipe that I do have that I think is fabulous is I make a great appetizer, and it's an herb dip, and I'm actually going to give that recipe in a few minutes after we talk about how to put this gift together. But think about, before you go ahead and buy the ingredients for this gift, think about a favorite recipe that you have. So maybe it's your turkey stuffing recipe that's seasoned with fresh sage and parsley and marjoram. Maybe it's like mine, an herb dip that is flavored with fresh chopped assorted herbs. Or another one that I give is, I love yeast rolls. I mean, I could live on bread. How about you?
Yes, really good homemade bread. Oh my gosh, I can make a meal of it.
Yeah, actually, if I had to choose one food to live on, it would be homemade bread. So one of my favorite recipes to do over the holiday times are some herb dinner rolls. Absolutely scrumptious. You have the wonder of, you know, great yeast rolls accented with some fresh herbs from the garden. So the moral of that story is, before you start this project, think about one of your recipes that uses fresh herbs, because that's what's going to make this gift from you personal. Because what we're going to do is I'm going to have you write down that recipe on a cute recipe card in your handwriting so that it's personal. I know we use computers for everything, right? Do you type almost everything on the computer?
I type almost everything on the computer, but when I get something handwritten, it's really special.
I agree. So even though I could type these recipes out on the computer, when I put this gift together, I always handwrite it, the recipe, on a recipe card. And I get a recipe card that, you know, those cute ones that have a little border, you know, floral border or something around
decorative.
Them. Yeah.
Decorative is something special, something homey, reminds you of times past, perhaps, or a
exactly.
Special occasion.
Or maybe if you're artistic, you could even, you know, draw your own images, but that's not me. not artistic in that way.
So be creative. Do whatever works for you.
Yeah, but the idea is you're giving a recipe, and then this basket or pot of herbs that you're giving along with it is going to contain the herbs that the person needs in order to do that recipe.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Wonderful. So not only are you giving them a nice little gift, you're giving them kind of a little piece of your holiday traditions by giving them that recipe. And then perhaps if they have family visiting, it ends up being a project that they can all work on together to prepare that, you know, herb rolls or whatever recipe it is you've given them.
Another way to bring people together.
Absolutely. So let's talk about what you need in order to put this project together.
Yes. Where do we get started?
Well, first of all, you've picked your recipe. And so let's use the one that I'm going to talk about today, which is my herb dip that I love to use as an appetizer for my get-togethers. And in this recipe, you need fresh parsley, fresh dill, and fresh chives. So if I was putting this gift together, I would go to the nursery and I would look for those three herbs. Herbs are usually sold in little 3-inch pots in the nursery, and I would look for a 3-inch pot of parsley. And I like the Italian flat leaf parsley rather than the curly leaf parsley. Do you have a preference?
I like to eat the flat leaf.
Uh-huh.
And the curly parsley I think is pretty for decoration.
There you go.
And that's kind of how I separate the two. I grow some of both.
Uh-huh.
And whenever I want to accent something, I put the curly parsley there. But if I want to actually consume it, I use the Italian.
Perfect. Me too. I agree. So I would get that Italian parsley for this project because it's going to be used as an ingredient.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would get another little pot of chives, and I would get a pot of dill, right? And the other cool thing about those three herbs is think about how they look. So the dill has that real ferny, light texture, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just real pretty, soft, ferny leaves. The parsley has that dark green, kind of more thick, you know, dense kind of leaf. And it's usually shorter mm-hmm. than the dill. And then finally, the chives have a completely different form. You know, they're that long, straight, oniony looking thing. So even if you just picture those three different shapes and textures of those plants, from a visual standpoint, they look really cool
together.
Beautiful. Yeah. So that's why this is one of my favorite ones to give as a gift, is because those three plants together are quite attractive. So you choose those three plants. And then you, of course, have to get some potting soil and, of course, a container. Now, what kind of containers do you like to use in your home? Is there anything that you kind of...
Yeah, I like decorative pots. If it's in the home, I like decorative pots. We could do baskets. Those are pretty much what I use.
Yeah, and those are great choices. A couple others are you can even use little pails, you know, little, not tin, but, you know, little, galvanized.
Little bucket-like.
Yeah, exactly. Miniature buckets, you know, obviously not a big 5-gallon bucket, but, you know, little miniature buckets are great. There are wicker baskets. There are woven baskets. So any, you can even get like an old wooden crate, you know, so be creative. Kind of, you know, think outside the box maybe about what would be a fun container. Even a mini, like something that's shaped like a bushel barrel, you know, but a mini one.
Yeah. Or this time of year you could do, you know, one of those tin cans that you use for presents.
Oh yeah, darling. Right. That have a holiday
theme
print
to it.
On them. That's a great idea, actually. Yeah. So once you choose a fun container, and you can go to, you know, places like the Container Store or, you know, a gift wrapping store that would have different types of holiday containers.
You could also go to thrift stores and you find unusual things that could act as a container, teacups or bowls or...
Oh, whoa, even better yet. Yeah. If you did it like in an old teapot, how fun would that be to have the herbs growing out of a teapot? Great idea. Yeah. So anyway, you're going to get a container, whatever it is, and you can plant directly in the container if it's a container that you can poke holes in the bottom, or it's like a basket, you know, which would drain, or it's a pot that's meant for plants, so it already has a hole in the bottom. If it doesn't have a hole in the bottom and you can't poke a hole in the bottom, then what I would suggest is leaving the herbs in their little pots that already have a hole in the bottom and putting a little bit of gravel in the bottom of that container and setting your pots on top. And the reason is that when you water plants, they can't sit in water, right? So your container either has to have drainage holes so the water can drain out, or it has to have a little gravel at the bottom and the pots that they come in can sit on top of that gravel so that the water has somewhere to go.
Tina, could you tell people quickly why you don't want to have things sitting in water, your plants sitting in water?
Yeah, absolutely. Plants actually have to breathe. So even though the roots of your plants are, quote, buried in soil, and we may think, oh my gosh, how can they breathe? They're buried in soil. Soil contains air. There are air pockets between the particles of soil, and the roots need those air pockets. If they can't get air, in other words, if the soil is waterlogged or the pot is sitting in a big pool of water, then those roots can't get air and the plant will drown. Yeah, suffocate, die, and it also encourages fungal diseases in the roots, and so all sorts of nasty things can happen.
So thank you. A little segue there, but it's probably an important one just in case people were wondering.
Absolutely. So let's get back to the construction of our project. Now that we have a container and we have herbs, and you don't have to limit yourself, like in my example, to just three herbs. If you have a nice sized basket, like say you had an oval basket that was maybe, you know, 8 inches wide by 10 inches long, or a rectangular basket, you know, you could get, what, 6 to 8 herbs?
Oh, and even when you were talking about the crate, it was so incredible because you could put so much in that crate.
Absolutely. And so, you know, you can scale this down to 3 herbs in a, you know, say like a 6 or 8 inch pot, or you can scale it up to something that's, you know, much larger and perhaps a little more visually impressive. But you do need the container. You need however many herbs you're going to plant. You need potting soil. I would put a little bit of fertilizer in, organic fertilizer in, at the time that I'm planting. And then you need a index card or recipe card to write your recipe on. And then the way we're going to put that recipe in the project is we need a chopstick or a barbecue skewer, because we're going to hole punch the top, one hole in the top of the recipe card and one hole in the bottom, and thread it onto that chopstick or skewer so that we can stick it in our plant. And then finally, I like to have a little bit of ribbon geared towards the holiday that you're celebrating, whether it's Thanksgiving or Christmas or Hanukkah or Easter. I mean, this is a present you can give any time of the year. But I like to have a ribbon that is appropriate for whatever holiday that you're celebrating. And I like to tie that ribbon around the pot or on the handle of the basket, or even just tie it to another skewer, make a big bow, tie it to the skewer, and then just stick it, you know, in the dirt so that you have, because although the green plants are nice, let's be frank, we all love a little bit of color in our presence, right?
Makes it pop.
Yeah. So to have a ribbon either around the container or basket or stuck in the soil is nice to give it a little bit of pop. So those are the ingredients that you need. And should we talk about assembling it?
Oh, let's talk about assembling it.
Yeah. Pretty easy. It's like planting anything in a pot. So if you're using a pot and it has a drainage hole, you just want to put, I like to put a little piece of paper towel over the drainage hole so that the soil isn't falling out the hole, right? The paper towel still lets the water drain, but it keeps your work surface tidy. Then you fill that pot with the potting soil. place your herbs in it. And remember, we always tickle the roots of any plant that we're planting so that the roots can hang down into the soil. And then put a little more potting soil around, mix a little fertilizer in as you're planting it, and then water it thoroughly. And do that sometime before you take it to your hostess. It's probably not a good idea to water it 5 minutes before you leave, because dripping on her white carpet.
I just had a visual of that. Yes. Let it drain and drain well. Water it, but let it drain well before you take it to your hostess.
Right. Exactly. And then, of course, tie the ribbon around it, and you've written up your recipe card. You've punched the holes in it, you've threaded it on the skewer or the chopstick, and you stuck that in. So when they see it, when you walk in the door, they're going to see this cute container, these lovely plants, and this very sweet recipe that you have handwritten for them.
Oh, and it's so lovely. It's so nice to get something that's just special for you, that's creative, that you know somebody took the time and energy to make for you.
That's what all the holidays are all about, personal connection.
You know, another thing, if you were planning on doing something like this, if you knew you were going to a bunch of different festivities and you wanted to bring more than one, you could do them all at one time.
Oh my gosh, I wish I would have thought of that years ago. I'm so silly. I do this, you know, event by event. But you're right. You could make a little assembly line as long as you're making the mess.
Yeah, you make a mess once and you just get it over with. You know you're going to go through a couple things in the next couple weeks, and you just make whatever you need, or you could just figure out you're going to give presents for Christmas, these kind of things, and just make a mess once.
That's a really smart idea.
I make a mess.
Yeah. Well, you have to when you're gardening, right?
Yeah.
The only time I've sort of done that is, I want to segue to a little kind of a side project that you can turn this into. And that is, instead of a hostess gift, you can make this be place settings.
Ooh, beautiful.
So what's kind of fun, and I did this 1 year with holiday mugs. You know, you get there's lots of mugs out there with a holiday motif on, right? And so what I did is I got a single herb, because that's all that'll fit in a mug, right? And I planted the herb in the mug. Now, it doesn't have a drainage hole, so it can't stay in there. But you can use it as a place setting and tell your guest, take this home and plant it in a pot or in the ground. But what I did, and it was really kind of fun, everyone loved it, is I planted the herb in the little holiday mug, and I put, again, the skewer, but instead of a recipe, this time I put people's names, and it was a place card. And then again, do the same thing, put a little ribbon, or if you have some little holiday ornament, you know, that you want to stick in there, a little pine cone or something.
Oh, how cute. Yeah. Those miniature little pine cones.
Exactly. The ones that are sprayed gold, or whatever your color scheme is, you know.
Or little berries.
Or a little Santa, or, you know, a little Hanukkah dreidel, you know, all kinds of things that you can put in the mug, or you can even use, you know, the votive or the candle holders that you get for a holiday for, like, say, a 3-inch wide candle. You can get those, and those come in holiday colors, right? You can get gold ones or silver ones or red or green, and you put a single herb in there with the little decorations and the place name on a card, and you've got a great decoration for your holiday table.
Wonderful. I've even done found little shoes or baby shoes, or, you know, just different shoes at thrift stores or different things at thrift stores, and just take them as presents all throughout the year.
What a cute idea. Yeah, like I said, you can do this for any holiday. So think about it. At Easter, you could find little Easter baskets, right? And the hostess gift could be put inside of this Easter basket. You can plant the herbs in the Easter basket. And while we're talking about baskets, let me give you some details on how to plant if you're using a basket rather than a pot. What you want to do if you're going to do a basket is you have to get plastic and line that basket with plastic. Because if you just put the soil right on top of the basket, it's going to rot through pretty quickly.
Yeah, it could be kind of messy too.
Yeah,
depending
exactly.
Depending on how big the close the basket weave is together.
Exactly. Yeah, you put it on a counter and you're going to have dirt all over your counter. So yeah, so what you do is what I do is I take a trash bag, you know, one of those green trash bags, because the plastic is kind of thick in those. And I just cut it out to a shape where it's going to fit inside that basket. And you roll the edges down inside the basket so that they don't show. And then I cut with a little X-Acto knife a couple of slits in the bottom of the plastic so that the water can drain through. Then fill it with potting soil, plant your herbs in there, and you're good to go. Now, the basket eventually, of course, is going to rot through the bottom because as you water and it drains, it's going to eventually rot. But for, you know, probably a couple of months, this basket's going to look pretty cool with the herbs growing in it.
And then once it rots, you could actually take those herbs and plant them in your yard.
You're reading my mind because that's what I was going to say is that these plants are not meant to live in the house indefinitely, right? I mean, I don't know about you. Do you have good luck growing herbs indoors?
No, not at all.
Me either.
They look pretty for a while. I use them and then they go outside.
Yeah, exactly. So it's kind of fun to keep this little present, this little gift, you know, in a sunny window over the holidays. Fun for your recipients to be able to look at them and remember you. But tell them after a couple of weeks, those herbs are going to be much happier outside. And so the way I transition them to live outside, because remember, they've been in this nice warm house, so they're going to be a little shocked when they have to go outside. So I like to put them on a patio first, right, under a patio cover. And then they can transition and get used to the change in temperatures and the different light. And then I like to go ahead and personally, I like to plant them either in a much bigger pot that can live on my patio, or I plant them directly in the ground and let them go from there. Now, if they don't all survive, oh well, it was a fun project, you know, and you got to use them for a little while.
You know, I have an area in my yard where I've taken gifts like that, and it's my little herb garden. And then I have places in my garden where I plant them next to my flowers. And people don't know what herbs look like. And they come over and they go, oh, what flower is that? And you could say, it's marjoram, or it's chives, or it's whatever. And they're not expecting that to be growing next to your roses or next to whatever plant you have in your front yard.
Katrina, I think this is a topic for another show, how to incorporate edibles into your landscape, don't you think?
Oh, that's one of my favorites. Yes.
Okay.
Another show. But you're absolutely right. I love using edibles for ground cover. As you said, you know, you can use parsley for edging, cilantro for edging. Chives get a beautiful flower on them, and they're actually kind of nice to put around some of your flowering plants because, you know, rumor has it that the onion family plants help keep, you know, bugs away from your flowering plants. So yeah, we can have a whole other show, which we will.
Get us together. You never know what'll happen, right?
Yeah. On incorporating edibles into your landscape.
Well, back to our baskets and our pots and our presents for the holidays. How about telling us about your dill recipe?
Oh, that's right. I was going to tell you about the specific recipe I like to use on mine. So this is an herb dip, and it's appropriate for using for veggie dip or chips, potato chips, and it is super simple. So I'll just hope our listeners have a pen and pencil because I'm going to give you the recipe right now. So first, it's 1 cup of sour cream, 1/2 cup of mayonnaise, 2 tablespoons of chopped up parsley from our little gift, 1 teaspoon of chopped chives from our little gift, and then 1 tablespoon of chopped dill weed. Now, of course, I don't exactly measure these fresh herbs because a little more or a little less, you know how it is.
Fine.
It doesn't matter with fresh herbs. And then I do 1 teaspoon of Worcestershire sauce and 1 little blue cheese, about 1-inch square. You know, if you were cutting a piece off of a chunk, 1-inch square of blue cheese. And all you do is you mix the sour cream, the mayo, the chopped herbs, and 1 little salt and pepper. Maybe 1 pinch of dried mustard if you like a mustardy little flavor, but sometimes I leave that out. The Worcestershire sauce, and then you crumble up the blue cheese, stir it all together, chill it, serve it with chips or veggies, and then I always like to stick 1 little sprig of parsley right on the top just for decoration to remind people that this is made out of fresh herbs.
And it came out of your garden, your herb garden.
Absolutely. Except for the blue cheese.
Yeah.
So, and the sour cream.
And the sour cream and the mayo, right. Yeah, but the herbs are straight from the garden. That's right.
Oh my goodness, that sounds wonderful. And it's great that everybody has their own special recipe.
Of course, because, you know, like I said, the other recipe I love to use is my herbed yeast rolls. And I didn't even bring that with me today. But for our listeners, if you have any yeast roll dough that you love to make, all you have to do is pick a few herbs. Now, the ones I like to use, again, it happens to be the same herbs that I use in this dip. So it's parsley, chives, and dill. And again, you just chop those up so that you have about a tablespoon of each, and you mix it into your batter. And so then you have, it's basically your own yeast roll recipe, but it's flavored with these wonderful fresh herbs. And it is a really complimentary side dish to have with these hearty meals like turkey and ham that we fix over the holidays.
You know, also a lot of times in the holidays, we get stuck in a rut. And it's just like, I can't think of something different.
Yeah.
And I know there's something different, and I just can't think about it. And if somebody brought me something like that, I go, oh, wow, I have all the herbs here. I don't have to go out and buy them. And I could just whip it up real quick.
Absolutely. Yeah. I do the same thing. I mean, we love our traditions, fixing the same recipes, but it is kind of nice to have a little surprise over the holidays.
And, you know, and our families have the same traditions, but that little surprise when you're in the middle of doing something and you're busy and you just want something a little different.
Yeah.
And you have it right there. And those ingredients are typically the harder ones to get. Anybody can get sour cream, but to have those herbs on hand.
Yeah, because you know what drives me crazy is I hate going to the market and spending like $3 for one of those little plastic containers of fresh herbs. And like for this recipe, you need 3 different herbs. So you've got, you know, $8 or $9 invested in herbs. You use a portion of that container. And then I don't know about you, but I put them in my fridge and find them a couple weeks later and they're just a nasty.
Yeah, not pretty.
Not pretty. So if any, and the other thing about this gift is it can encourage people to start growing herbs so that they can save money and not buy those silly little plastic containers of herbs that go to waste, because you and I both just run out to our garden whenever we need herbs.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's great with kids too. They could actually see where things come from and you could help them pick it and they can help cut it or depending on their age and really realize where food comes from.
Yeah, that's a great thing to do, because I have to tell you, I was having a dinner party once with some of my grown-up kids' friends who were in their 20s at the time, and I hadn't picked enough, say, parsley. And so I asked one of the young ladies to run out to the garden and get me some parsley. And she went out and came back in with nothing because she didn't know what parsley looked like.
Oh, gosh, I love it.
Yeah.
Well, Tina, I thank you so much. You've given us so many wonderful ideas. And thank you for co-hosting today and sharing your wisdom and knowledge. And I appreciate it. And I'm Katrina Kirkaby. I'm with Tina Spindler, and we're Master Gardens with the University of California Cooperative Extension. And we thank you so much for sharing our half hour or so with us today. Thank you. Bye-bye.
If you have any questions about today's show, or if you have any general gardening questions that you'd like a personalized answer for, please feel free to visit our hotline and send us an email at hotline@uccemg.com. You can also visit the Master Gardener website at www.uccemg.com for lots of good information on gardening and also a schedule of events where we'll be speaking.